Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Kenai Peninsula voters in October of 2022 authorized the issuance of educational capital improvement general obligation bonds and the issuance of general obligation bonds of the service area of the borough. An aggregate principal amount not to exceed $65 million to finance school capital improvements and to finance a new central emergency service area complex. The Assembly, through Resolution 2023-003, authorized the issuance of the bonds not to exceed $65 million to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. Ordinance 2022-1953 will appropriate the bond proceeds from the first phase of the debt issuance, which are expected to be received on February 15, 2023, in the amount of $33,952,735.93 for the purpose of financing certain educational capital projects in the borough. Funds from the issuance of educational capital improvement general obligation bonds will finance costs of planning, designing, site preparations, construction, acquiring, renovating, installing, and equipping educational capital improvements in the borough, as authorized by the Ordinance 2022-20, passed and approved by the Borough Assembly on June 21, 2022. Also as a part of the funds, borough voters also voted in favor of authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of the service area in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $16,500,000 to finance costs of planning, designing, site preparations, construction, acquiring, renovating, installing, and equipping a replacement fire station in the Central Emergency Service Area located in Soldotna. The Assembly, through Resolution 2023-004, authorized the issuance of not to exceed $16,500,000 through the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank for the purpose of financing the cost of a replacement fire station located in the Central Emergency Service Area. Alaska lawmakers have nearly $680 million less in expected revenue for the upcoming budget year amid lower oil price and production outlooks, a report released Tuesday suggests. The State Revenue Department's spring forecast also revises expectations for the current year, ending June 30th. The report says revenue available for general state spending and capital projects for this year is expected to be $245 million lower than what the department forecast in December. This comes as the House Finance Committee works on its version of a state budget. Whatever passes the House will go to the Senate for considerations, and differences between the two chambers are typically settled in negotiations. The new report is based on oil prices at $85.25 a barrel for the current year and $73 a barrel for the upcoming fiscal year. It also based an average of 485,200 barrels of oil per day for the year ending June 30th and 496,400 barrels a day for the upcoming year. Lawmakers in 2018 began using earnings long used to pay yearly dividends to residents to also help pay for government. Lawmakers also sought to cap withdrawal amounts based on a percentage of the fund's market value. The withdrawal amount for the upcoming fiscal year is expected to be about $3.5 billion. According to a report released by the state of Alaska, with help of the Alaska Violent Death Reporting System, of all violent deaths in Alaska during 2011 to 2020, 19% were due to homicide. 34 in 2011 to 78 in 2019. The average homicide rate was 7.2 per 100,000 persons. While homicide rates varied by year, the overall trend was increased from an annual low homicide rate of 4.7 per 100,000 persons in 2011 to the highest rate of 10.7 per 100,000 persons in 2019. Notably, in the study, the number of homicides decreased considerably in 2020 compared to 2019, from 75 to 51 deaths per year. Most homicide incidents identified a single victim. The highest homicide rates by region were in the southwest and northern regions of Alaska. The lowest rates were in the southeast and Gulf Coast regions, which includes the Kenai Peninsula. To read the full report, you'll find a link on the story at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.